This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Shalom Aleichem. I apologize for the delay, but here we go. We begin Masechta Ksubos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We mentioned that Ksubos follows Yevamos. It's the second Masechta in Seder Nashim. The name of the Masechta is Ksubos because that's a document that the woman gets to ensure that in case the husband dies, or if the husband divorces her, he has to pay her X number of dollars, minimum 200 zuz, if she's a basula, 100 zuz, if she's an almana. But the Mishnah does not begin with the laws of kesuba. Instead, the Mishnah begins with the laws of marriage in general. Basula nisus yom ravi, a virgin, is married on the fourth day. The second Tosfos is bothered. Why do we talk about it passively? The basula is married. It should say, the man marries the basula, noisin es habasula, like in the parak in Kedushin, the second parak, ha'ish mekadesh. The Tosha says, actually, noisin es habasula would be longer than basula nisei. So it actually picked a much shorter terminology. The first Tosha deals with, why does it say bisula? It should say habasula, like it says, ha'isha niknes, ha'yavama niknes. And Tosha says that when the Mishnah uses the definitive article hey, it's referring to someone mentioned in the Pasuk, but there is no Besula mentioned in the Pasuk. Even though, by the way, the Chassam Sofer asks, there's a Pasuk in the Nevi'im that says, Ki yival bachur es ha-Besula, I would say, okay, that's very nice. It's not a Pasuk in Chumash. So there's no definitive Besula that is mentioned in the Chumash. Of course, now that we began, the systems are now working. So let me see if I could get it onto this. Here we go. Ah. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Besula nisus liyam ravi'i. Besula gets married on Wednesday. V'almana liyam achamish. And almana gets married on Thursday. Now, why does the Besula get married on Wednesday? It seems like a very odd day to get married. Says the Mishnah, Shapa'amin b'Shabbos, Batei Dinam Yoshim b'Ayara, is twice on Shabbos. Bezdin is situated in the cities, B'yayim HaSheni on a Monday, U'v'yayim HaChemishi on a Thursday. So the days that the courts are established are Monday and Thursday. Shim hayoloi tainis besulim. If the guy is going to have a taina, look, I thought I was marrying a virgin, and it turns out she's not a besula. Hayamashkim lebezdin. He could come to Bezdin and say, look, I thought I was marrying a besula, and it turns out she's not a besula. Now, again, this is clearly the reason why you marry the besula on Wednesday, not why you marry the almana on Thursday. Okay? Fine. So Tosfos is bothered by the following question. Fourth Tosfos. What's the guy going to say already? The guy said, oh, I thought I'm marrying a basula. Turns out she's not a basula. Yeah, okay, so what? So, oh, but you'll say, well, what we're afraid of is that back in the day, there was about a year between the Kedushin and the Nisuin. And if she had an extramarital affair between the Kedushin and the Nisuin, she's going to be usher to her husband, and he's now to live with her. And we're afraid that if he doesn't go to the Bezdin, and he stays with her another night, he'll cool down and he'll say, okay, show what, she's not a basula, I'll deal with it, I'll live with her. And we don't want him to cool down because he's really usher to her, and he will be usher to her for the rest of their life. So we want him to go to Bezdin, and if necessary, Bezdin will stop the marriage. But the question that Tosfos asks is, okay, so she's not a basula. First of all, she may have lived with somebody before the Erusin, so she's not usher. And even if she lived with somebody after the Erusin, maybe somebody violated her. So it's a svek sveka. So it's a big deal. Why do we require him to go to Bezdin? Oh, we require him to go to Bezdin because maybe she's usher to him. But ruba, the possibilities are that she's mutter to him. Because she may have been violated before their marriage, and she may have lived with somebody before the marriage, and even if she lived with somebody after the Erusin, maybe she was violated. So Rashi bavurns this kasha. Rashi says, yeah, it might be a svek sveka, but he's going to go to Bezdin. It's going to create a big stir, that it's going to be a big commotion. It's going to be a big discussion. It's going to be a big hak. The guy married the lady on Tuesday night, and on Thursday morning he's coming to Beis Din. And maybe it will create such a stir that Edim will come and they will say definitively, she lived with a man willingly after the Erusin. So it's not that him saying that she's not a Basula, that alone would Aser the woman. It's just that by him saying she's not a Basula, it may awaken a certain issue. It's going to create a stir, and then people are going to talk about it, and Edom are going to come, and they're going to testify that in fact, she lived with somebody Beratzain. Fine. That's Rashi. But Tosfos says a little differently. Tosfos says that actually, what we're concerned about is a situation where it's only one suffix. How is there a situation that's only one suffix? In a situation where he married a three-year-old. So if, in fact, she lived with a man, her basulim would grow back. The biology of a woman is such that if her basulim are broken under age three, it grows back by age three. So now it's only one suffix. It's either it was willingly or under duress, but there's no possibility that it happened before the Erusin, because if it would have happened before the Erusin, then it would have grown back. Or we're talking about an Ashes Kohen. An Ashes Kohen is also even if it was Ba'inus. So therefore, in a situation of one suffix, his taina that she's not a basula will aser her to him. Says Tosfos, what about every other woman in the world? Every other woman in the world, we require her to get married on Wednesday, loy plug, up to a situation where it's only one suffix. So again, the question is, so what if he's going to say she's not a basula? She should still be mutter because of sex veka. Rashi says, ein echanami, she's still mutter, but maybe Edom will come and Edom will bring definitive proof that she's asur. Or Tosfos says that we have to require a woman who is only one suffix to get married on Wednesday, and all other women are loy plug. Okay, we continue on in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef said, in the name of Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, Mibnei ma amru besula nisis liyamarvi. Why did the Chazal say a Basula gets married on Wednesday? You know why? This is the statement of Rabbi Yosef. Now you have to know, Rabbi Yosef was not always well. And Rabbi Yosef, because he wasn't well, he forgot his learning, and then it came back to him. So Rabbi Yosef says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, why does a Basula get married on Wednesday? Lafisha Shanina, we learned later on in a Mishnah, Daf Mem Chesamad Beis, Higia Zman. If let's say he said to the woman, lady, I want to marry you, I'm going to marry you in 12 months, on Monday, he gives man, and that Monday came. V'loy nisayin, he didn't marry her. The halacha is he is now responsible to support her. Oichlois mishaloi, she eats from his possession. V'oichlois betruma, and if she is an Asha, if she's a Bas Yisrael, and he's a Kohen, she can now start eating Truma. Even though he did not actually marry her, he is now responsible to support her, and he could give her Truma. Okay? That's if the 12 months come, even if he didn't marry her. What if the 12 months come up on a Sunday? Yachal hi giyazman be'echa b'shabas. I would think that if the 12 months come up on a Sunday, Yehei Lamala Lamazoinos, he would have to feed her. After all, the 12 months are up. Lekach Shaninu, therefore we learned, Besula Nises Liyay Maravi, a Besula gets married on Wednesday, and the time for him to marry her has not come yet, and he does not have to feed her, and he does not give her Truma. So now, what was the Gemara's question, and what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara seems to be asking, why does a Besula get married Wednesday? And the answer is to tell me that if the 12 months are up, he doesn't have to feed her. How is that a reason to get married on Wednesday? That's not a reason to get married on Wednesday. Got it? Right? I mean, another. What's the Gemara's answer? If the Gemara was asking, why does a woman get married on Wednesday? The answer is so that when 12 months are up before a Wednesday, he doesn't have to feed her. But why does he have to marry her on a Wednesday in the first place? So that is the fifth Tosfos' question. What's the Gemara's answer? So Tosfos says The Gemara is not asking why a Basul gets married on Wednesday, because if that's the Gemara's question, the Gemara gives no answer at all. What the Gemara is asking is, of what are the ramifications of that which Chazal say that a Basul has to get married on Wednesday? Of what relevant? What is the practical ramification? And the answer to the ramification is that if the 12 months are up before, he does not have to start feeding her yet. To which the Gemara asks, why are you searching for a ramification of why he gets married on Wednesday? The Mishnah says why the ramification of getting married on Wednesday, so that the next morning he could jump to the Bezin and say, she's not a Basula. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Mare de Avram, God of Abraham, Tali Tanya Bedoloi Tanya, why would it hinge something which was taught in a Mishnah on something that is not taught in a Mishnah? Our Mishnah says Basula gets married on Wednesday, and now we're saying a ramification from somewhere that it's not taught in a Mishnah. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? It is taught in a Mishnah. Hai Tanya, v'hai loy Tanya. This is taught, and that's not taught. Hatanya v'hatanya. They're both taught. This halacha, that if the 12 months are up before a Wednesday, he doesn't have to feed her, that's also taught. So why are you saying that it's not taught? Why are you insulting this ramification? So Gemara says, no, what I mean is, Ela toli tanya de mefarish taima, but de tanya de loy mefarish taima. It's hinging a reason for a Mishnah that the Mishnah itself says what the ramification is on something that is a Mishnah that it doesn't say the reason. In other words, we're taking a Mishnah that very Mishnah itself says what the ramification is, and we're saying the ramification is for something taught in a different Mishnah. Just stick to that Mishnah itself. We're hinging the Mishnah that says the reason for something that is taught in a Mishnah that's not that very Mishnah. That's the way Tosfos learns this Gemara. That why search for ramification in a different Mishnah when the Mishnah itself teaches the ramification? That's how Tosfos learns the Shakla V'Tarya. The Ramban learns completely differently. The Ramban learns that the Gemara's Kasha was that why does a Basula get married on... that the Gemara's asking why Wednesday and not Sunday, if the whole reason why she gets married Wednesday so you could go to Beis Din, so get married on Sunday and go to Beis Din on Monday. The Gemara did not really understand what it was asking, so it taught that a ramification is that if the 12 months are up, then he would not have to feed her. To which Rabbi Yosef is asking, yeah, but why do you get married on Wednesday and not Sunday? So now, the Gemara continues. So basically, right now, we're going to learn according to Tosfos, that the Gemara's Kasha was that of what ramification is it that a Basula gets married on Wednesday? To which the Gemara said the ramification is that the 12 months are not up until the Wednesday, and therefore he would not have to provide her with food. To which the Gemara asks, the Mishnah itself said what the ramification of getting married on Wednesday is, namely that he could jump to Beis Din. So the Gemara revamps the question. Ela I itmar hachi itmar. If there was a question on this teaching of Shmuel, it's as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mipnei ma amru besula nesesli amar Ravi. Why did Chazal say Basul gets married on Wednesday? Shem hoyu loy taina, so shem hoyu mashkin lebezdin. If he had a taina that she's not a Basula, he could go early to Beis Din. Says the Gemara, v'tinase be'echad b'Shabbos. Why doesn't he just get married on Sunday? Just go married for the same price, he could get married on Sunday. If the whole reason is because he wants to be able to go to Beis Din, so just get married on Sunday. Shem hoyu loy tainas besulam hoyu mashkim lebezdin. So that if he had a taina that she's not a besula, he could go early to Beis Din. So the Gemara now gives the $1 million answer of why we do not recommend that you marry a besula on a Sunday. The answer is shaktu. Shaktu means a Shaktan. You know, there's a biography on Rabbi Yashiv called Hashaktan, the Masmid. Shaktu means to be diligent. The Chachamim were diligent. Shaktu Chachamim al takanos benois Yisrael. The Chachamim were very diligently interested in the remedy of Jewish women. Shehei toireach besuda shloisha yamim achar echad b'shabbos v'sheni b'shabbos u'shlisha b'shabbos. The rabbis wanted the chatan to prepare a meal for the chasana on three consecutive days: Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. This way he would marry her on Wednesday. But if he's going to marry her on Sunday, then basically when's he going to prepare the meal? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And it's going to spoil over Shabbos. It's not going to be a good matzev. So therefore you get married on Wednesday for her benefit, so that she can have a nice meal. She wants to have a nice meal. She has a nice meal. All her friends are going to come. She's going to get good pictures. And she's going to be happy for the rest of her life that she had a nice wedding. Otherwise, you're never going to hear the end of it. You married me in a dump. They had bad food. And it's not going to be good news. It's always good when the lady thinks she had a nice wedding. So the Chachamim were shoyked on her. So in other words, you know why you get married on Wednesday? It's for her. He's ready to get married on Sunday. But for her benefit, we push it off to Wednesday. Now, listen carefully. Look at the bottom Tosfos for a second. There's another possible reason why we would perhaps want someone to get married on Wednesday. Because if you get married on Wednesday, Bia will be Thursday. And Bia is Thursday. We know on Thursday God created the fish. And He told the fish, Yehi Ratzon Sheh Nifra V'Nirbe Kedagim. God told the fish to proliferate. And we get married to have children. That's the purpose of marriage. So on Thursday, God gave a blessing to the fish. So what could be better? You get married on Wednesday, and the bee is Thursday, and you have the blessing to the fish. Now, whose reason is the blessing for the fish? That's for him. She doesn't have a mitzvah peruvu. Women have no mitzvah to have children. Women are not obligated to have children. Man is obligated to have children. Woman may have a obligation of sheves, but not peruvu. So if the reason, just think for a moment, the Gemara does not say the reason of Tosfos, that the reason you get married on Wednesday is for his benefit, so he could have the bracha of fish. If it would be because of fish, and it's because of him, then maybe he can't tell her that, he can't tell her that I don't want to feed you because not time to get married yet, because she could say, marry me. He'll say, no, I want the blessing for fish. She could say, I don't care about the fish. Marry me now. You told me 12 months. The fact you want the fish, you'd have to marry me now. But now that the reason you don't get married earlier is for her, so now he could say, I'm not feeding you until the 12 months are up. That's look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'achshav sheshaninu shaktu. Now that we say, the reason you get married on Wednesday is for her benefit, because we want to delay so that she can have the meal prepared. Oysa Shoshaninu, that which we learned in the Mishnah, in Andaf Mem Ches. Higiyazman, if the 12 months are up, V'loi Nisa'ai, and he didn't marry her, Oychlois Mishalai, she will eat from his possession. She could eat from his food. She could eat the truma. What if he gives man be'echad b'Shabbos? What if the 12 months are up on Shabbat, on Sunday? Mitoich she'enoi yachal lichnois. Because he's not marrying her, enoi malala mezainois. He doesn't have to feed her. So what's the Gemara saying? Now that the reason for the delay is the fact that the Chachamim are interested in her welfare, so she has a suda. Now if she says, okay, 12 months are up, marry me or feed me, he could say, no, I'm not marrying you, because the rabbi said, I need to prepare for your meal, and I'm not feeding you, because it's your fault that we're not getting married now. But if the reason, let's say that to get married on Wednesday is the reason mentioned in the bottom Tosfos, that it's because of the bracha of Dagim, I'm telling you something that I remember from Baruch Hashem. 25 years ago. That's the pshat in the achshav. Okay, you got it? The achshav. What's the achshav? The achshav shishni rishuk. Meaning, now that the reason rishuk, not which reason, not the bottom toisvis. So then, he could say that I don't have to feed you. Fine. Lefikach. Therefore, what if the reason he's not marrying her is because he's sick? Again, from here we learn that if circumstances don't allow him to get married, he does not have to feed her. If he got sick, or she got sick, or she became a nida, say, who cares if she became a nida? Why does that stop the marriage? Can a person marry a woman when she's a nida? Anybody know? According to some, according to Marini Rishayim, no. Chupas nida, the Rambam says, the Rimagat, no. Most Rishayim say, yeah. So if she becomes a nida, Einar Malala Mazainas, he doesn't have to feed her. Now that we learned that when there's extenuating circumstances, he does not have to feed her. So if he got sick, she got sick, or she became a nida, he doesn't have to feed her. Now this Gemara seems to imply that when she becomes a nida, that makes it that he can't marry her, which is not simple. But that's a simple reading of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, V'ika deboila mibai. Some have the following shaila. Some ask it as a question. I understand if the reason he's not marrying her is because of her takana, he would not have to feed her. But what if he got sick? Chalahu mahu. Hasam taimamai. What's the reason why he doesn't have to feed her if he's prevented from marrying her because of shaktu? Mishum da'anis. It's an extenuating circumstance. V'achanami ha'anis. Here also there's an extenuating circumstance. Aydim, or maybe hasam anis b'tekanta d'tekinu. It should say la rabbanan. There, the Rasha takes out the word lay. There, he's prevented from a takana that the Rabbanon were made for her. Hachaloi, but here, maybe he got sick, so maybe he does have to feed her. V'im tim salayim archalahu ma'alal amzenis. And if you're going to say that if he got sick, he has to feed her, chal sahimahu. What if she got sick? Maybe, matzi amrla, could he say to her, look, if I got sick, I have to feed you, because it's my fault. But if you get sick, yeah, I'm ready to marry you. You don't want to get married? That's your fault, because you got sick. You should have taken multivitamins every day. You wouldn't have gotten sick. Matsyamala, I know how kind that. Here, I'm ready. Or she could say, yeah, the fact that I got sick is because of your bad mazel. You know why I got sick? Because now that you're marrying me, so what happens to me is determined by your bad mazel. So it's your fault that I got sick. So you have to feed me. I wouldn't have got sick if I would have still been with my mom. Because my mom is wonderful. And if I'm in her house, everything good happens. But it's now that I'm coming to your house, it's your fault that I got sick. Because I don't have my mommy anymore. Your field flooded. It's your bad mazel. And if you're going to say, Amra le nestabcha sadeu, and if you're going to say, she said, and if you're going to say that if she got sick, she could say, your field flooded, it's your fault, so you have to feed me. But pierce anida ma, what if she becomes anida? She can't say, oh, I became anida because of your bad mazel. Women don't become anida because of the guy's bad mazel. It's like, every month, a certain time, she menstruates. So, b'shas v'saloi tibaylach. If it's according to the regular cycle, there's nothing to talk about. Deloi matzya amrale nistab chasadeo. She can't say nistab chasadeo. Ki tibaylach, when is there a shayla? If she menstruates, not b'shas v'sta. Mai, what's the halacha? Ki even deloi b'shas v'sta, since it's not the usual time, Havia Matsya Amrulai, she could say, oh, it's not the right time. It's your bad mazel that I menstruated at an unusual time. Nistabcha sadeo. Ay Dilma, or look, not every woman is like clockwork, so it's a typical thing, so I can't blame my menstruating on you. Ay Dilma kima de ikanashi de kamashani vestayu, or since there's some women that their vest change, their cycle change, kishas vesta dummy, it's like the regular cycle. And even though if he gets sick, it's his fault, maybe, and he has to feed her. And even if she gets sick, it's his fault, and he has to feed her. But if she menstruates, even at an unusual time, that's her problem. Okay, that will be Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, Kol Tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.